Radio. Excited once again to bring to you here on Drive. I mean, it's legendary. I mean, especially when he's got three hit shows on television. I'm talking about the producer of Ye Rishta Kya Kehlata Hai, Ye Rishte Pyar Ke, and the upcoming show on Star Plus after the lockdown is going to be Anupama. It is none other than Rajan Shahi joins me live. Rajan, how you doing?
Hi, good evening, Raj. I'm doing pretty well, yeah.
I know, under
and
the circumstances. Thank you.
Listeners.
Thank you very much. Rajan, under the circumstances, you're keeping well, keeping positive?
Yes, Raj. Everybody is very positive and, waiting for the period of the shooting to start. So everybody has kept themselves positive and occupied.
Indeed. And to tell me, I mean, I know that there's going to be TV shows that will be going back on the floors. I know that Maharashtra government has given the green light. How ready are you for the kind of switch back on?
Yeah, Raj, basically this entire period where we don't have any fresh episodes, obviously there has been a big disconnect somewhere with the audiences. But some shows have a very popular viewer, audiences and fan base. So obviously there is a stronger chances of it, of them reconnecting with the audiences. So luckily we've been for Ye Rishta Kehlata Hai and Rishte Pyar Ke, there's an audience which every day messages us, sends us mails that they want to see the fresh content. So extremely excited about coming with these two shows and of course launching Anupama.
Yes, indeed. Rajan, so at the same time, you must be a little bit nervous as well, because like you said, I mean, audiences may have changed their mindsets because of the way things have been. And also, you're quite excited because you'll be bringing lots of new storylines. I mean, how are you feeling right now as a producer?
Actually, as a maker and that creative and writing team, it is a big challenge because for us, it is almost like relaunching the entire show, because of the reconnect with the audiences. So what kind of a story to come up with? What kind of tracks to come up with? And of course, this entire, 2 months of a lockdown, people, the audiences obviously have gone through a lot of change emotionally, and in terms of, so would they like to see now would be a big million-dollar question. Would they like to see some shows closer to reality? Would they like to see more romance? Would they like to see more of drama? Would they want the presence of, the COVID factor being shown in the show or not being shown in the show? Mm-hmm. So as it will be a wait and watch. As we come on air, we will understand the pulse and the mood of the audiences.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to you about the kind of precautions, because I know there's going to be a lot of kind of stringent measures that are going to be taking place on these TV shows, on the sets of the TV shows. What will you be doing in terms of keeping everyone safe? And can I also ask you, I mean, are there any actors and the team members that have expressed concern or a little bit kind of displeasure that things are moving a little bit too fast under the circumstances?
Yeah, basically a lot of guidelines have been, we are very thankful that the government, the state government also has given a very proactive, look towards and the decision to start the shoots again. But of course, there are huge guidelines, which will be pertaining to every department, be it actors, technicians, unit, and every aspect of starting shoot. And as you would know, the safety and precautions of the unit is of paramount importance. So all this time is going in basically to study these things, what are the guidelines, and the actors, of course, like some of them are in Mumbai, some of them are not in Mumbai. So all that planning is happening currently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Rajan, we know that you're a very creative mind. You've got this amazing mind of yours, which is why you're loved by so many on Indian television. During this lockdown period, has your mind gone a little bit more kind of over-creative? Have you been thinking about loads of amazing storylines in all your shows? Can you give us a hint of what you can expect, what we can expect in terms of viewers?
Raj, basically, the initial phase of the lockdown, even the actors and we were all very tied up and busy because there was a whole kahani up tak which was being, shown to the audiences. So, very interesting bites of Kartik Naira and, Mishti and Abhir and Kuhu were taken to make those kahani up tak very fresh, the current bites which they shot from their home. So a lot of creative discussions, planning were going into how to make the kahani up tak into more interesting by their present bites. Mm-hmm. Of course, as we've been, we have taken this time very constructively and creatively, been discussing on ideas, thoughts, and discussing, and hopefully going to come with something very, very interesting for both the shows.
Mm-hmm. Rajan, are we going to see the fresh episodes of Ye Rishte and Ye Rishta Kya Kehlate by the end of the month? Is it going to be as soon as the end of the month?
Raj, very honestly, I told you, we've got a green signal from the government that we could resume shoots. But of course, keeping all the standard operating procedures in mind and all the safety guidelines, you know, there's a system to it, you know, which we have to follow. Mm-hmm. And it is not about just one show, two shows. It's about the entire industry, you know, which will get back to work.
Yeah.
So that time frame, frankly, nobody could say. But hopefully, within a couple of weeks, we do get back on our floors. But the time frame, frankly, has not been decided as of now. It will be the due course of all the procedures, you know, being considered and the approvals coming in.
Okay. Okay, we'll come back to the other two shows a bit later on. I want to talk to you about Anupama, because Anupama is kind of ready, because we saw the promos, we saw that the show was going to be going on air, but then he was taken off last minute just because of the lockdown that came into place. How excited are you about Anupama launching?
Extremely excited, Raj. It's one of, I think, one of my favorite subjects, you know, which I have worked in, you know, and it's one of the, it's based on a Bengali show called Shri Moi.
That's right.
Which I have adapted in Marathi called Aay Kute Kay Karte. Uh-huh. And it's a super hit, and it's a big successful show in the Marathi right now, currently running. So we have readapted and modeled and changed a lot of things, of course, and adapted it to the Hindi GEC. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the most interesting, realistic, and beautiful relationships being shown. We were extremely excited about the launch, which was supposed to be on March 16th. Mm-hmm. But then on March 14th, I and the Star Plus heads decided not to, because of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. We decided to do it whenever the fresh episode starts. We would relaunch the kind of, do a new packaging, launching the promos again. Mm-hmm. And come with that story, Anupama. Anupama is a show which is very, very close to my heart.
Oh, amazing. Can't wait to see it. Obviously, we've seen the promos of it. It'll be great to see that show on screens. It's going to be on Star Plus after the lockdown's been lifted. Also, I want to talk to you about these fan wars, Rajan. You know, when it comes to Ye Rishte Pyar Ke in particular, because obviously we know there's two pairings in there, and there's obviously a section of fans that love one side and the other that like the other. How do you deal with keeping the kind of consistency and keeping that balance right in Ye Rishte?
Taj, first of all, I always say fans, their reactions are there because they watch the show, they love the show. And as fans, they are very possessive about the show, about their feelings and thoughts towards, you know, the characters whom they like and they adore. So obviously, they are very vocal, and that comes from, obviously, I take it in a very positive manner, that it comes because of a lot of love for the show. But I have always seen over the years, you know, whether it was our first show as a producer, Bidai, whenever there are popular couples, or say two popular couples in a show, there's always a sort of, a kind of, I would not say a war, but a kind of, sides being taken on the couple which they adore, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and that also, it's sometimes, if you see, it's also within the couple, sometimes there's a certain fan base which will like, say, a Karthik more, or they will root for Naira more, and like was for Mishti more, or Abir more. Mm-hmm. So you always have this kind of a possessiveness reactions coming. My only thing is that whenever we plan the shows, or whenever we write or creatively work on the shows, we have a larger picture in mind, Mm-hmm. So sometimes fans do react on a current situation, like last time the divorce track, there was a huge outrage. Mm-hmm. But we have to kind of balance our stories, and as makers, we love all our characters, we love all our actors. And one very interesting fact is, once we all discuss this on the set, like with so many times, like Karthik, Naira, we sit down and discuss that with Mishbir and, Zaheer and Tia and Kuhu and everybody, mm-hmm. Kunal. So they find it very, and they say, sir, why do we get along so well? We shoot together, we enjoy, we are a family, sometimes this track will take more importance, the other track might not. Mm-hmm. So we wonder, why do people fight on our behalf, and we are so friendly with each other. And, so this will talk a lot of times, the actor, who has the handlers, have told that we are so friendly, we really respect each other, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I guess it's a way of a reaction of our fans, and you should just take it positively, you know.
Indeed. No, I agree. Rajan, there was one question that was quite, it was quite common amongst the fans, and the Mishbead fans were saying how the wedding that they had wasn't to the kind of extent or to the kind of style to what Rajan Shahi is known as, because you like these lavish, grand weddings, and they said that there was no proper rituals, but will perform no Mehndi engagement, etc., etc. What would you say to the fans that were a little bit let down by the marriage of Mishbead in Yiddish there?
Yeah, I got this reaction. Of course, we had thought of a very different strategy this time, probably not to make it so elaborate and, you know, but keep the core story, connection with the audiences. But knowing the way we, what is common between Rishta Kehlata, Rishte Pyar Ke, is the ceremony, the songs, the elaborate sometimes functions or, Naach Gaana we have. So I just want to tell the fans, okay, if you felt disappointed on that, but we will give you many more opportunities where we'll show beautiful celebrations around Mishbead and mm-hmm. Live up to your expectations.
Yeah. Rajan, do you know what? I'm sorry, but there are going to be some of these questions that are coming in from fans. Some of them are a little bit more gusa than the others. There's one question here from Ria Holick saying, you said that you wanted to give a social message through Yiddish Te Piar Ke. What kind of social message are you going to convey to your audience with the lead of the show, Mishti, being slapped on her wedding day and next moment everything is back to normal?
Yeah, on a larger level, the show is about the sisters, the relationship between two brothers and two sisters, on a larger level, that is the entire, that two sisters who don't get along, will their relationship destroy the beautiful, between two brothers, or will that, the brothers be able to kind of, because of their bonding and their love, change the equation between the two sisters? So on a larger level, it talks about sibling love and, it also talks about the fact that how do you, keep your relationship alive, because if you see both Mishti and Abhir, their marriage, their relationship is on a very different, the way it started, and after marriage, how does the relationship move forward?
Mm-hmm.
So it does talk about a girl who was in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
hesitant to immediately get married to somebody. Now she marries somebody of her choice. So what will be the impact? The family relationships, values, all that will be in the forefront.
Okay, that's good to know. In fact, one of the fans did say that it's a unique show, Yiddish Te Piar Ke, and we like the fact that it's based on the two set of siblings. Can we request a focus to continue on these relationships rather than kitchen politics, and hope to see Kuku and Mishbead back on screen soon as well? So, yep, I think we are going to continue to see some more of the siblings, aren't we?
Yes, definitely. There would be, obviously, I think that they got the bromance between the brothers and the sometimes the hate, sometimes the negativity, I would say, or sometimes, but there is underlining love, the hate and love are two different sides of the same coin, I guess, at times. So yes, that would be a lot in the forefront, and I think the textures are different of both the shows, and that has been something very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Being a spin-off, it's been years, Rishta has been doing so well, and whenever there was a talk of a spin-off, actually no story really, really appealed for me to, and I didn't want to make a spin-off just for the sake of making a spin-off,
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
So we got cracking on a great story, and we'll live up to the expectations.
But you're getting a lot of love, Rajan, because a lot of fans have been saying how they're so happy that you gave us Abid. A lot of people are saying how much they love Shahi Sheikh in that show. Are you aware of the kind of love that the shows, not just Yerishta, but Yerishta Kakilata, he gets on social media with the amount of trends? Do you get to see some of the trends online yourself?
See what online, Raj?
The trends. Do you see the trends online?
Yeah, sure. My creatives and writers, and we also at times, we really, really, because I think the beauty of the digital world is that it has got the fans so much closer to the makers and their actors, So yes, we're very much aware.
Okay. Rajan, let's go to Yerishta Kehlata here. Now that we know only recently celebrated 4 years of Gaira. It was in fact on Shivangi's birthday. I know it's a show that's very dear to you. It's been running for so many years. Tell us 4 years of Gaira and the magic they have brought to the screens.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, you know, because what happened, Raj, you would know, and the audience is already aware that the time both of them came onto the show, we were at a very transitory phase of the show. And, you know, these shows just don't do well, and the couples sometimes just don't work. So I think due to brilliant writing, presentation, you know, the way it was directed, written creatively, everything. And, of course, the most important part, the way Mohsin and Shivangi really, you know, the chemistry which they got across in the respective characters and the kind of hard work they have done. So to achieve 4 years as a successful couple and to still sustain that, I think has been a brilliant journey for both of them. And I'm very, very proud of Mohsin and Shivangi that they have kept their head on their shoulders. They work hard. They understand and they respect the teams which work towards, you know, creating also and writing and putting in their contribution in creating these characters or the chemistry. So it's really great, you know, and for the 4 years of their completing, we had a long call with each one, both of them, and like Naira is in Rishikesh right now, Shivangi is in Rishikesh, and Mohsin, of course, is in Mumbai.
Yeah,
but we had a call and discussed, and yes, looking forward to taking the journey ahead with them.
Right, are you going to still have a celebration of 4 years when you guys get together?
Definitely keeping in mind all the protocols and the yeah. social distancing. But of course, one thing we really missed also this time was, of course, like Shivangi's birthday was there, but at 12 o'clock in the night, we all the team members, all the writers, directors, creative, production, the DOPs, you know, we called her up at 12, you know, and we wished her a happy birthday, and then we asked her, what can we... What do you wish? So she asked us to sing a song of Virajna.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't sing ever for Shivangi. We all sang this song of Virajna and brought in her birthday.
Oh.
So those are some nice moments which we did. And of course, I missed all our shows. Every year we have iftar party, you know, where we all celebrate together and, you know, have that. That's a customary director's cut production. Every year we have an iftar party, which we could not this time. But of course, on Eid, suddenly got a lot of mood of celebration. We connected to the entire team. I spoke to Mohsin, Zaheer, everybody, you know, so it was extremely nice.
Rajan, when I spoke to Shivangi, in fact, I think when I spoke to Mohsin as well, they both hinted that there's going to be a massive storyline, probably one of the biggest storylines that's going to be hitting Yerishta Kyakilate. So tell me, is there anything you can tell us more on this massive storyline? Even I'm excited about this.
Hello.
Hi, Roger, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can I tell you a little more about that?
The massive storyline. Apparently there's going to be a big storyline that's going to be coming.
Yeah, Raj, it would not be fair to the fans also right now. I personally feel that we give out the curiosity, but it's going to be an amazing, I would say a very love story-centric track around Mohsin and Shivangi. Because even we as makers and writers are, you know, missing the chemistry, like, you know, looking forward to recreating that. So, yes, it would be loaded a lot in, yes, but the entire angle and the window, the way you look at Yerishta would be very different this time. And the romance and the love would be at the forefront, but, you know, with a very interesting twist. And I would say a lot of positivity.
Very good, Raj. And you know what? I think that is exactly what fans want to hear, because there's a question actually from a fan saying, can we see Kara focusing on their own lives instead of solving other family members' problems? So it's so good to hear that we're going to be seeing a lot more of the romantic elements to Kara.
Yes, definitely.
And so they obviously know what's happening. So is this going to be the first major storyline that's going to be starting, that you're going to be starting work on as soon as the lockdown's lifted?
Yes, obviously, as the lockdown shifted, the shooting permissions are coming in. I told you the first thing is that we'll immediately come on with the new, very interesting window of Kartik Naira's relationship and their journey. And that would start immediately from the first episode, which is a fresh episode being aired. Mm-hmm. And likewise also for Ye Rishte Pyar Ke.
Okay. And are there any new characters that you're going to be introducing in any of the shows?
Yes, we are. We are still, Raj, we've just got the go-ahead. So now, concretely, the writing team and the creative team are now sitting and kind of plotting the stories. Because still now, we were not very clear when the shooting would start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now is a time where we are seeing the logistics of the actors who are available for shoot, not available for shoot. and what kind of a track we would kind of work on. Mm-hmm. So all that work is happening at the moment now in a very concrete manner.
Brilliant. Rajan, I just want to say thank you so much for your time. Do you know what? I want to try to get in as many as I can. And I'm so glad you gave us that exclusive as well about this massive storyline in Yerishta Kyakilatahe, because I know there's so many fans that are waiting for that Love track to come back. Have you got a final message, Rajan, to all the fans that are listening at the moment?
Yeah, I would just like to thank them and just want to first of all say please stay safe because, you know, health is a priority right now. Stay safe, stay healthy, take all the precautions possible. And thank you for always supporting Ye Rishta Ka Kehlata Hai, Rishte Pyar Ke. And, you know, we would hope the same love comes to Anupama when it comes on air. And I can promise the fans that we will not disappoint them. The minute you watch the first episodes of both the shows, you know, Ye Rishta Ka Kehlata Hai, Rishte, it would be worth the wait.
Oh, amazing. I'm sure the fans will be coming flocking back to watch both the shows and Anupama when Anupama launches on Star Plus. Rajan Shay, thank you so much. I wish you all the best with all your shows and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Raj. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Mr. Shay, Rajan Shay, joining us live. The television producer, I mean, he's a TV maverick, isn't he? Doing some incredible work on television with Ye Rishta Kya Kehlatahe, Ye Rishte Pyar Ke, which is also doing incredibly well, and Anupama, which launches very soon on Star Plus as well. If you missed that interview, that'll be available on Listen Back after 6 p.m. at subrushradio.com. It's now 5 o'clock. Your number one hit Asian music station, Subrush Radio, Subrush Radio. From the Sky News Center.